This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
I'm recording on the Zoom.
I'm recording on the Zoom now too.
I'm coming.
I'm gonna come.
I'ma
come.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Quarantine Banter.
This is the most perfectly executed execution of a podcast you'll ever done here, ever in your life.
Yeah, no one will believe how great it was to listen to Dynamic Banter while you're stuck at home doing nothing, worried about the future.
Don't be worried about the future, baby. The future, it sucks so bad right now. The future is where all the good things are.
The future is now, is what they say.
You ever read that book, Where All the Good Things Are? With the monsters?
Yeah, I did.
Can I tell you something right now, man?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I'll tell you something right now, man.
I'll dare you to say something to me right now.
This show has this episode of this show, Dynamic Banter, has the potential to be the most important thing we've ever done.
This one that we're currently doing?
Yes. Most important thing we've ever done. That. Highest profile shit we've ever done. And
best piece of comedy we've ever done.
It's gonna win best piece of content at the Cannes Municipal Film Festival.
It's gonna win best piece of comedy 2020.
I have.
By the way, Alana, we're rolling.
Tell Alana I said hi, please.
Mike says hi, Alana. Alana says, hi.
Tell her for thank you for teaching me what that Hawaiian thing is where there's spam on rice and seaweed.
Oh, isn't that the best spam musubi? Isn't it? It's interesting that you're mentioning that because Alana's actually making some today.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Mike said thank you for introducing him to a spam musubi. We're literally making it for lunch, yeah.
That's so we all have some kind of emotional connection and it makes me sick to my stomach. And if you don't eat all of it, go ahead and put it on the sidewalk and me and Zoya will come snatch it up.
I could leave it on the sidewalk for you for sure.
I'd rather easy, you come leave done. It on the sidewalk. I say this is maybe the most important episode of the show and I'm so excited because I alone have three segments that I would like to talk about with you. We're going to give away a brand new piece of merch that ain't even touched the store yet.
Oh shit!
I saw a video of yesterday.
I need to pull up the 70s elevator music.
Oh, for the game show.
Well, cause like I feel like everything's gearing up for some really fun stuff today.
I just give me that game show music at some point because I love it so much. I want that to be playing in my head at all times. First things first, though, Steve, how you feeling?
I feel okay. Can you hear it right now, Mike? There he goes. He's dancing to it.
Either that's the song my soul plays or I hear it through my headphones.
I'm okay, Mike. Things have been, things are different and strange, but, I'm taking it one day at a time and, I'm quarantined with a lovely woman and I'm not alone, thankfully, Mike.
Same.
And, I feel pretty good. I feel okay. I feel like it's scary
because
Mayor Garcetti said it's going to be like another 6 months or something.
He said four, I think, but he's smart as fuck and he gives it to you straight. And those are the people that you got to trust, not the fluff motherfuckers. Not people who.
Just like Trump.
Just like trucks. Let's break it down a little bit. But I also feel great. And you know what? It's like this shit is weird and scary, but we can't control any of it. And we're here, no. And we didn't choose to be alive in this time, but we're alive in this time. So you know what you do? You put your dick in the dirt and you create the funniest, best stuff for other people to enjoy because we're all going through the same shit together. You ever see High School Musical when they're all like, we're all going through the same shit together. And the bees.
Yes,
here
I
we
remember
are,
it.
Hemming us and we feel it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. All those words.
Everyone knows it.
Mike, I'm not a religious man, but I do believe Jesus said, you've got to know when to hold them, and you've got to know when to fold them.
Yeah, he did say that. I'm sure. I think he said foldeth.
And I think right now, yeah, whatever he said, I'm paraphrasing clearly. But whatever it was that he said, it applies directly to what we're dealing with right now. And just like young Jesse said in the High School Musical, we're going to all be in this one by one, each one of us.
You have to
hand
know
in
it
hand, each one of us.
When to hold them and also knoweth
yes.
when maybe it might be a good time to fold them.
Amen. Mike, can I ask you a question really quick before we get into this award-winning episode of Dynamic Banter?
Yes.
I've never been more excited about anything in my life. And I went to Star Wars Land before it opened.
I'm more excited to do this show than I am to see people in public again and have that be okay.
Yeah. I'm more excited about this current moment in time than when I get to be with my friends and family again. But I have a very important question to ask you.
Uh-huh.
Just really quick, just to start it off, just to get things loose. Can I ask you something, Mike?
Please. Please.
Okay.
Please ask me the question.
Do you believe in the power of a curse?
You know, I think if you don't, it's really biting you in the ass right now. Because I do think that this coronavirus would be nothing if we didn't fuck with all those mummy sarcophagus.
Those mummies,
back in
yeah.
the 90s. Perfect. Let's open a tiny door to that query. Steve, have you been watching a lot of TV? Do you believe in the power of TV?
Do you have a sweet tooth?
I'll be asking the questions around here. That's good stuff, man.
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
I was hoping it was going to end in a cemetery.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of shit, Mike. Alana and I watched this Netflix documentary called Tiger King.
Perfect.
And we binged it harder than we've ever binged anything in our lives. And I've
Perfect.
Been to a croissant binge-off.
Where was that?
You ever been to one of those? It was in Minnesota. I had a layover in Minnesota on my way back from New York. And they were having a croissant binge festival, and the first person that could binge the most croissants. You okay, Alana? Alana's laughing in the kitchen. This isn't a joke.
Why would she? You're talking about competition.
I'm talking about some highlight in my life when I won the Minnesota.
You won?
Croissant binge off. Yeah, dude, you didn't know that?
First of all, I want to say congratulations because that
you,
wasn't a memory that was before our time. So
it
congratulations.
Was before we were friends. Yeah, thank you.
I hope you got the accolades that you deserved for that.
Well, you never noticed that golden croissant trophy on my mantle?
Never, not once. There's so much shit in your apartment. You're kind of in your own mummy sarcophagus, surrounded by your treasures.
I am. This is if I could be buried with all of my clutter, I would be happy about that.
Dude, my number one takeaway. Did you see McMillions?
I watched a lot of it, but I didn't finish it.
My
but did you watch
first...
Tiger? You watched Tiger King?
Oh yeah, I'm on my second or third watch through of Tiger King.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, then,
because
oh man,
my brain—I consider myself pretty smart. I was tested as a child, and a doctor said I was borderline gifted. And I don't know what borderline means. I think that just means normal. But a doctor did
say
he
said one more week in the oven, and he'd be gifted.
And he would have been
be fully gifted.
He would have been.
This has been.
And I was like, there's not enough usable space in my brain to fully comprehend everything that's happening in Tiger King.
Yeah, it's really deep. It's really deep.
If anyone tells me, even if you're one of the people in the FBI or the feds who's like, yeah, I know what's going on. I don't trust you.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch that whole thing. And first of all, to give everybody a little bit of context, Tiger King is a docu-series. It's like 6 or 7 episodes or more, maybe.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
My activity for this first segment about Tiger King was I wrote down 3 things that would get anyone to watch Tiger King.
Oh, that's wonderful. So we've got to do it.
Let's maybe just do that.
Let's just do it.
So I'm going to pick up where Steve left off, and I'm going to say...
I'm going to play a little music while you talk about it.
And them tiger cats don't deserve to be in a cage. Get them out. Steve thinks he's being funny by playing Mean Zoya's wedding song during the podcast.
I saw a tiger. It was your wedding song.
All right, please get this song off. So in its simplest terms, if you're like, what the fuck are you guys talking about right now? There's a Netflix documentary, 7-part documentary. In its simplest terms, about a gay, gun-toting, redneck, addict, fanatic who owns his own zoo. That's one sentence.
And that's not even the tip.
No. That's just what it's about.
I mean, and honestly, like if that's enough for you, then God bless you, because that was enough for me.
Yeah.
But there is so much more.
Yeah. Imagine you're like, hey, I need something new to watch. That's not an uncommon thing. People say that shit all the time.
Yeah, what should I watch?
Should I watch? And I'll say, well, there's this new Netflix thing. You have Netflix? Yeah. Okay, let me tell you about one of the characters in one of the shows on Netflix.
And is it and when you say character, it's not even like a character created for something.
No, not written.
This is a person that exists on the planet currently with us.
Yes. A gay, gun-toting, redneck, addict, fanatic who owns his own zoo. Okay, so that's number one. Why would I watch this? Number one, because of what I just said. That sentence. Number two, I would tell this person, Google the Tiger King, and then you see a picture of the Tiger King, and then my number two thing would be everyone in the documentary looks like a version of that.
Yeah. Somewhere around that. Like, so, once you see what Joe Exotic looks like, then you're like,
yeah.
Just know that, yeah, 90% of the characters in the show are exactly like that.
Look up Joe Exotic, Tiger King, take a good mental image, and ask yourself if you want to see 25 different versions of that.
I would love to see 25 different versions of that. Are you kidding me? I've already sold you on two of them. Mike, did you know that there's like podcasts about it too? And there's like maybe a movie coming?
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're about to be inundated with Joe Exotic, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, for a time. And then once everybody could leave their house again, people are going to be like, get this shit off my shit.
Yeah, but certainly, like, as soon as you're done with this episode of Dynamic Banter, watching Tiger King on Netflix should be the very next thing you do.
Yeah, the next thing you
do. If you haven't seen it. The next thing, if you're like, and I'm telling you, watch it with your friend or your loved one or anyone you're quarantined with, because there's something for everybody in this documentary.
And I'm going to do a spoiler alert right now.
Go ahead.
So go ahead and hit that skip 15, skip 30 a couple times if you don't want to hear a spoiler.
Skip about 40 minutes of the podcast.
But make sure you tune in after that 40. If you're still looking for one more, like, okay, you got me kind of, you got me on the hook. Now reel me in. Last and final, you got to see the show, but why? Someone loses an arm on episode 2.
and there's footage of it.
And it feels like the beginning still.
And what, after you've seen all of them, it totally is the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
it's like if I were to list all of the craziest things that happen in this documentary, it would be like 30 different crazy things. I would say on the list of where someone getting mauled by a tiger and lose. Did you say what happened?
Yeah.
Someone loses an arm. It on the list, someone losing an arm and it being caught on camera and the results of that being a part of the documentary, that's only like, I'd say that's like the 25th most shocking thing that happens.
So like, you're hearing two people talk about this crazy shit and being like, well, why the fuck would I see it now? That's a crazy thing. What a crazy thing you spoiled for me. We're not even, you can't even see the iceberg.
I don't think there's a way to spoil it. I think we could talk about it, and I do want to bring up one last kind of spoilery thing that isn't really even a spoiler, and but I will say that you find out like right away that it's all, the whole thing is about this guy and his zoo, and then there's like money and murder and all sorts of crazy shit that just keeps happening. So if there's one last thing that I could ask Mike, I just want to know this one thing, and then we could keep being vague about it and talk about as much or little as you want. But Mike, I just want to know, do you think Carol killed her husband?
I was thinking about it yesterday through my second go around of the fucking Carol Baskin episode. And I honestly don't know, but I definitely, judging by how scared the other family was of her, I would definitely say that it's in the realm of possibility. And I would also say that Joe in prison right now, or whenever this was done, is like, I'm going to take, this is, prison's where your soul goes to die. So I'm right. Dead. So I'm taking everybody out. And if they investigate that, the whole family of the person that was supposedly murdered.
Right.
Is like, it wasn't investigated properly. There were credible threats that were ignored. Like all this shit. So I definitely think it's very within the realm of possibility. Dead eyes. I'm looking at open dead eyes. Van eyes.
Glasses on.
Glasses on eyes. Bringing life to eyes.
I just think it's an incredible journey. It kind of reminds me of, Mike, did you ever see a movie called American Movie?
Yes.
This kind of reminded me of American Movie. I mean, they're different. It's definitely, they're different. They're different.
I fell asleep during American Movie a couple times.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's the one about Coven, right?
Coven? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coven.
And then there's a guy who talks like this.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man. That shit's amazing.
Oh, come on, bro. I'm just going to play my electric guitar today. And I'm going to just, you know, do a little solo, bro. No problem, dude.
What does the old guy say when he pulls up? What's his line in the movie?
The guy that's like dying, the grandpa that he's like taking money from and shit.
Yeah, but he has a line in the movie.
Fuck, I don't remember. I don't remember.
But it will never let him go. And he keeps fucking it out. He has one line. But he's
it is something.
Anyway, so Tiger King is like the redneck McMillions. And conversely, McMillions is the Italian Tiger King. So if you liked one, you'll probably like the other one. And
McMillions is great. Is it done? Did you finish McMillions?
Yes. I was going through that twice as well. Because that's another thing, man. All these docuseries, there's so many fucking twists and turns. I turned on McMillions and I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome for an hour and a half. And I was like, oh, it's an episodic thing? Why? And then I got done with the first episode and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. I normally kind of have an issue with like docuseries that are like super interesting because I'm just like, just make a 2-hour movie and let's just have a 2-hour movie. But man, there's so much. You couldn't turn any of that into a 2-hour movie. It's just impossible. So much.
I'd watch a goddamn 8-hour movie, though, in all honesty.
Oh, and, dude, I would watch an all new. I mean, it seems like it could continue on, too.
I was talking to Tom Bosco about this. He edits a lot of my stand up stuff. And that McMillions thing was like masterfully edited. And so is Tiger King. And it's, I think that editing, because there are so many kids, like you think about people like Kevin and, you know, people who are just like prolific at it and are next level at such a young age because they just grew up with nonlinear, easy. Everyone has a nonlinear editing system at home.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
There's a generation of like insane editors. People are insane.
Oh yeah. Like even the guy Doug Lusenhop, who is Tim and Eric's editor, he kind of like popularized the kind of like crazy insane editing style that I kind of like borrowed a little bit for a lot of my stuff. Yeah. But he's just like a revolutionary editor, as well as like there's so many amazing editors out there, but these documentaries, there's like days of footage, probably, like not just hours. There's probably days of footage, and being able to take all of that footage and assemble it into something that's like cohesive and works and is like actually it has a through line. And then being able to cut back and forth to all these other fucking storylines and all these other like interviews from 20 years ago and you know, footage from when they were kids, photos from when they were kids and photos from when they were in the 70s. Like there's just all of this shit. Like I have the utmost respect for documentary editors because it's just got to be an insane task.
And it's not like there's ever going to be any less footage for stuff. You know, now we're in like the McMillions thing and the Tiger King are both things that have taken place between like the end of the 80s through the mid 90s, or for Tiger King, like through current times. Everyone has footage of everything.
Yeah.
You know, so you could go back and perfectly tell the story and leave nothing to like, yeah, this is what happened. We could watch it happen.
And this like Joe Exotic guy, like, is just so crazy and eccentric and out of his mind. Like he had every moment of every, like from whenever he was on the zoo grounds, he had people filming like everything.
Yeah.
Like he had crews following him around that he hired that were part of his team that just filmed everything. And that's why you have like someone getting their arm ripped off by a tiger.
Yeah.
And that's why you have crazy shit on camera.
Do you remember what he said when they cut back to him after he had a minute to think to himself?
Yeah. When he's kind of crying a little bit and he's like, I'm never going to financially survive this.
I will never financially recover from this.
Yeah. He's, dude, that guy, like, the crazy thing about that guy is like, all you have to do is get a camera on him and you're going to get gold from that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he's like this entertainer that I've never seen in my life. You've never seen anybody like him.
Okay. So that's a good transition into this next thing. We'll do this next thing and then we'll do some ads.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
Steve, I don't know how I was able to do this.
Okay.
But I have somebody calling into the show who I guess because of the times is way more accessible than they normally would be.
What, you got Jose Canseco?
No, that would have been pretty accessible, I feel like.
I guess that's true. That's true, yeah.
So, you know, there's a, we live in weird times and there's a lot of misinformation about it.
Yeah.
And there's somebody who is in a very powerful position who goes on TV and I think gets flustered. And I think there's a lot of ego that comes into it. And I think ideas get muddled. And there's, you know, I think people misspeak. And I think given the chance to maybe step back and have kind of a more calming environment might suit people more. And I'm talking about, you know, who do you think I'm talking about?
I mean, it could be anybody.
Who do you
talking about? Val Kilmer?
I'm talking about Val Kilmer personally.
Do we have Val Kilmer on this coming to the show?
Val, you there? No, it's not Val
Kilmer. Hi, I'm Val Kilmer. Ha 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 ha. Nice to hear from you. Ha 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 ha. It's me.
I have the president.
Oh shit!
Online,
living or dead?
The president.
Bullshit! You have Donald Duck
on line one.
Bullshit! You got Donald Trump is calling in to the show.
Can you hear this, Steve?
Uh oh, I lost you. I can't hear you on the
phone.
Hold on
one sec, Steve.
Oh, it's because he's getting someone in.
Hello.
Wow, that's crazy that this is happening so fast.
Hold on, sir. I'm gonna transfer the. Sir, are you there?
I'm not getting a very clear, you know, I'm not getting a good one. I'm not getting a very good, clear connection here.
Can you hear me right now?
Hello?
Sir, can you hear me right now?
Is this Mr. Calzone?
Yeah, it's Falzone, but that's, listen, I know you don't have a lot of time.
I'm not hearing Mr. Calzone.
Okay.
All right, can someone come over here and help him?
Oh my God, is this President Donald Trump?
There's nobody really on our end that could help me. If you're having some kind of a problem, then that's, I don't know how to fix it for you.
Well, okay. You know, hello, Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Calzone?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Okay, there we go. I hear you. All right, okay. You're being heard.
He's fucking my name up a little bit. But okay.
What's
so,
going on?
Sir, I know that you don't have a lot of time. And I know that.
I really don't. You know, I don't. You know what, Mr. Calzone? I'm here in Oval Office, and we are dealing, I mean, you heard Crazy Bernie saying the other day, we're dealing, well, he said a very bad word, and I'm not going to repeat this word, but he said that we're dealing with a global freaking crisis. Okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to maybe there's anything that you could say to maybe put our listeners at ease or give out a little information that maybe is hard to get out in a press conference. You know, you got some time here.
What are you talking about? Put nerves at ease. You should go see the school guidance counselor or something. You know, this pot smoking hippie guy who's over in the corner and he's, you know, he's like, here's a condom. You know, why don't you read Focus on the Family or something? I don't do that, okay? I'm running a beautiful country. We have an incredible response. An incredible response to what is turning out to be a day at the park, okay? This is really nothing that anyone ever concerns themselves about, and we're going to be open by Easter. Wouldn't that be great if we We're open by Easter.
I don't think that's a safe thing to do, in all honesty. I just don't think it's...
Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm going to be right. You know what? Maybe I've been right before, okay? I've been right before a lot. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe I'm right. If you look at the people behind me, you know, a lot of the people behind me agree with me as well.
We're on the phone.
So what you're having is a very beautiful time. You're doing a very beautiful time right now.
No, it's not. But
I got Tony behind me, and I got Mike, and I got, you know, the little kid. Who's the little kid? He hangs out with my wife sometimes, and he's got a little Nintendo Switch, and he's doing a Tom Nook. We're doing a really beautiful time.
Sir, I don't want to take up any of your time.
Mr. Baron.
I was just wondering if there's anything that you could say to kind of make people calm down a little bit. I know we're kind of in lockdown for the foreseeable future, but is there any...
It's all being calm. There's no need to be calm. You're doing calm, okay? What we're doing is a quarantine, okay? We're having a calm time. Quarantine, it comes, and a lot of people don't know this, that I actually understand Latin a lot better than some of these law professors do. Quarantine comes from the ancient Latin, which means calm time. We're doing a very calm time.
Okay. Well.
And they did it all the time, okay? When you had Spanish flu, everyone did more work than we've ever done before. It was an incredible record time. People were riding trains and wearing top hats, and they had big mustaches. And that's when they invented the hot dog. A lot of the greatest American inventions were done when we had a moment to sort of sit there and said, okay, we're going to take a break from this disease 2-3 hours, and we're going to get right back to it because this is an incredible country.
Sir,
we have a lot of work to do, and we're doing incredible work during this time. All calm. There's nothing to be calm. You can actually go to Trump2020.com and be calm again. You know, it's doing incredible internet.
This is a big, serious pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, this is serious. What are we going to do about the working class, the people that don't have have jobs right now?
And you're saying we're waiting for the next hot dog?
You know, it is very serious. It's XM, in fact. It's Sirius XM and it's AM and FM.
Okay, well, now
and
he's
so
just
we're talking with all the companies that employ our beautiful people. You know, I even called in earlier to XL Boneyard on Sirius XM to assure everybody, hey, if you're listening to Boneyard and you're liking Van Halen and you're liking all these beautiful songs, Motley Crue, you're going to be able to go to congregate at a concert very soon. You're going to be able to go to a Def Jam. You'll be able
to
see.
What about the toilet paper? What do we do about toilet paper?
Listen. Toilet paper before, we didn't use toilet paper until about 1982, okay? So what did they do before? They had a cloth, okay? It was called a cloth. And it's a beautiful invention. They would knit it and the wife would be there.
I don't think that's true.
The baby was coming. And they'd knit the special cloth.
I know your time is precious. I'm going to let you go. We got to let you go. We have to do ads.
I'm a very busy
person
if you're not aware. I'm a very, very busy person.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for joining me, Mr. Calzone. I look forward to your vote.
Okay, well, that's not.
And I hope that if you remember that if you wash your hand, you can go right outside immediately and do whatever you like. Carry on with your life the way you normally do. Lick a light bulb, you know, lick a light post. Do whatever you
like. Millions of people are going to die. Millions of people are going to die.
Let you go. Okay, I'll see you later, sir. Jesus. That maybe wasn't the best idea. A lot of misinformation there. But I told you, man, that was the highest profile thing that we were able to do on the show with the limited budget that we have. And I can't believe we got them, but not a lot of great information there, to be honest.
Mike, how did you wrangle that? How did you get that?
I'm telling you, man, the whole country is shut down. So people are more available. They got podcast time.
Did you say what podcast he was going to be on?
No, I didn't tell him. I told him he was going to be on a show.
I mean,
that
I don't think
listeners.
I don't think there's a world where you send his people Dynamic Banter and they agree for him to come on that show.
I did not do that. I said, "Hey, I'm Italian. I'm from the Northeast, and I have a show." And he was all about. He got super horny for it.
Wow, Mike, we could win awards for this episode.
I mean, I just try to, you know. Do my best. We're already at a disadvantage. We can't be, you know, you can't be sitting across from me.
No, I know.
So we got to think of ways to make the show great again.
To make the show great again. Well said.
So right before we do some ads, if you got those, I just want to say a random, ubiquitous, total non sequitur shout out to a great comedian named James Austin Johnson. If you want to follow him at Shrimp JAJ, you could do that. And that's just a random shout out to a random
just for no particular reason.
For no particular reason. We got some ads this week, Steve?
Absolutely, Mike. What do you say we get right into those, huh? Let me play the ad theme song.
You believe in the power. Have you had your hearing tested?
All right, here we go. Guys, today's episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by MeUndies.
Oh, very nice. Wearing them right now, baby.
It's a
celebration.
I'm also wearing MeUndies, but I don't dare get up to show you.
I was just dancing in my underpants. If you guys want to tune into the Vidgy episodes.
My MeUndies have strawberries on them. Did Trump know that I play Animal Crossing?
No.
Is that who he was talking about?
He didn't know anything going into this. No.
Guys, why would you need an undie membership? I'll tell you why, because it's fun.
Fundies.
It's an easy way to give your future self a present each month. A membership with MeUndies is full of perks, like site-wide savings, early access, free shipping, and a new, ridiculously soft, too early... New ridiculously soft undies delivered to your door each month. Any minute now. There he is. Jesus.
Whatever we're paying him, cut it in half.
Cut it in half.
Yeah, bummer.
Building your undie collection makes your adult life just a tad easier. More undies equals less laundries. It's science. You don't want to do
that's
me
math.
Laundries.
Technically, that's math.
That is math.
What are you subscribing to? Me laundries?
MeUndies should open me laundries.
Laundry every month.
Every month they'll do your laundry.
Yeah. You send it back. You send back the
yeah,
undies.
Here's my dirty stuff. Send them back, me laundries. And then
yeah, under
and
flicks.
Then what about me hardies?
What's me hardies?
They just send you buddies. You just get friends over.
They send you a pirate every month? Me hearties.
Me hearties. We're here to hang with me hearties.
It's a me
go
hearties.
Go to meheartees.com/banter. We love MeUndies. We really do. That's why we joke. Because we love them and they love us. And it's a good time. Good economy. I make good decisions. Whoa, what just happened?
And he's back.
Guys, we love MeUndies. Mm-hmm. You've probably heard of them, too, because they're the softest undies to ever grace anyone's nethers. And that's because they're made with Micromodal, that magical, sustainable, soft-as-heck fabric made from trees. That's right, trees. That makes your bits feel like you're floating on a cloud bed in heaven. Not like you're dead, but...
Is that what it says? You're alive,
it's so comfortable.
You're there. They let you into heaven... To look around.
MeUndies is as comfortable as being dead. They're designed to...
It's like you're dead from the waist to the knees.
They're designed to be the softest thing you've ever put on your body. And if you don't believe it, why don't you try it, guys? You go to...
Yeah. Also, dude, if you're somebody in your 20s and you get your clothes off in front of a romantic partner for the first time and they see you... in brand new micromodal fabric underpants, they're going to be like, this person cares about themselves.
Right.
I want to have more sex with this person.
This person cares about their body, their comfort, their style. That's respectable stuff. And guys, MeUndies doesn't just make undies. No, no. They also have loungewear, which recently had a glow up.
Congratulations.
Did you guys see them on the red carpet? That loungewear, you can see that glow up. And now they're on... I know they're on every podcast. You hear about them on every damn podcast. But that's because they're trying to dominate the world of underwear. One podcast at a time. And I stand behind them.
They're doing a great job.
They're doing a great job. And guess what? They won't stop until you all try them. So why don't you guys go to MeUndies.com/banter. And for any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. It's a no-brainer because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. But you're not going to need that. Trust me. They're the best. So to get your 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Thank you, MeUndies.
You're going to like the way it feels on your southern hemisphere.
You're going to love that feeling on your damn body.
I just got some new ones.
You did? What'd you get?
Man. Also, did you know that's not really him saying?
Yeah, I know. I saw that tweet.
And that's not even part of the documentary.
I know. I guess he just sings kind of softly over the track. God, it's just so deep. So much depth.
I want that track. I want that isolated vocal track. And you know they have it.
Oh, of course they do.
Okay, now I'm going to sing like this. I'll sing like...
And then you sing bigger over it.
And then you make it like... Turn the knob and make it like bigger. Can you make it?
I'm asking you to turn the goddamn knob or I'll shoot you between the eyes.
I'll feed you to a tiger if you don't make the sound bigger.
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
That's a great point. Get your hearing checked and tested.
All right. Well, let's see. We're at the 42-minute mark. Mike.
Do we have another sponsor or is there just the one?
That's it. That was it. Just MeUndies today. But I also have some History Roads queued up and stuff, unless there's some more stuff you want to talk
about. I would say let's do some quick Be Nice or Don't Be Nice, and let's give away some stuff.
Oh, yeah, let's do
that. We have a brand new piece of merch.
Yeah, and we have some... that's very exciting. Tell them all about it, Mike, for once.
Brand new piece of merch is a pin, enamel pin, that it's a horn. And in the bulb of the horn, it says DB.
That's great.
So if we could, I'd like to give away, you want to do three, and welcome back. You want to do three of these?
Yeah, let's do it.
And we'll pick.
Yeah, and also.
We'll pick three people.
There's some audience submitted ones too, if you want to do those. Or we could do those in the History Road section.
Let's do one audience submitted one
okay. At
the end. And let's do two of these up top. They're real easy this week. I'm going to say that.
Okay, great. Well, then let's get started and play everybody's favorite game show.
Be Nice or Not Be Nice. Equally jazzed for both. Steve, you know how the game is played.
Yes, I do.
You picture your best friend, Mike Calzone, in these situations. Then you
I get
the assessment.
Choose.
Would your friend be nice? Would your friend be nice or not be nice? If your answer matches up with... If your answer matches up with what I would do, somebody, one of our lucky winners... One of our lucky listeners wins something. There are so many sounds happening.
The audience is past very winners excited have about included,
this. Past winners have included people who don't even listen to the show. All right. So here's the real life situation, Steve. There's a man in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Who
humble brag
didn't say hi to me on the street the other day.
Okay.
And I think we already kind of chatted about that a little bit. The same man who lives in the building next to me was walking his dog. Dog shits. Guy picks up the shit. Looks at me and Zoya. Comes over to our recycling bins. Throws the shit in our recycling bins and goes next door to his house. Steve, next time I see that man, be nice or not be
that,
nice?
I'm not even going to think twice. That's a not be nice situation.
And that's 100% correct. Everyone get off your ass and cheer. Now, Steve, since you answered 1,000% correctly to that piece of shit, go ahead and pick a random winner or somebody who said something be nice on the Dynamic Banter,
you know,
Instagram or Twitter recently.
Let's go into the History Road emails and find someone in there to win a prize.
Hey, that's great.
Look at this.
That's great.
Completely.
That's really great.
At random, Jesse Stillwell.
Jesse Stillwell. Longtime listener, longtime fan. We'll be getting a Dynamic Banter pin. And I'll write it down to make sure I know.
Wow. And
are you
a brand new Dynamic Banter pin? Send us your address, you goofus.
I might even have it. Or just read one of the 1,000 packages you have at the Valley Folk office.
I'm going to send another thing. Thanks for being awesome. You deserve this.
Congratulations, Jesse. You do so much for the show and you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Steve, are you ready for scenario number 2?
Yes, I am.
This comes to us all the way from, and thank you so much, from across the country in the Northeast, in from the New York Daily Times.
Okay. Heard of it.
In Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania supermarket had to throw out $35,000 in food after a woman coughed all over the produce along with parts of the bakery and meat section in an apparent prank.
I heard about this. I heard about this.
Steve, should that person cross my path? And I knew for a fact that it was her. Do I be nice? Or do I not be nice?
1,000,000,000%, you do not be nice to that person.
First of all, you know you're right. Everyone knows you're right. As a friendship activity, maybe one step further, what do you think I would say to that person? If me and you were in Whole Foods and you were like, Mike, that's her. Are you going to be nice or not?
Honestly, if Zoya were there, it would be an even bigger problem, probably. I feel like Zoya
would be an arrestable
problem. A physical altercation with that person.
Zoya just grabbing her hair, just not even saying nothing, just going up to her and grabbing her hair.
Just grab her hair. Hey, 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 listen, 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 hey, hey, listen, listen. Look at me. No, look at me. Stop crying. Stop crying. Look at me. Listen. You don't do that shit. And then she lets go of her hair and then she leaves.
And I'm there, dude. And I'm there, like, ready to say what I'm going to say. And I'm like, and then Zoya pushes her across the store.
Yeah, you're like kind of behind the bananas a little bit.
Yeah.
You'll throw a banana. Yeah. You're not afraid to throw a banana.
I got one cocked and lit. You know they come back to you like a boomerang.
Just watch out for those tarantulas. I think the mummy knows
super
what we're talking
out.
About. You got the you deal with tarantulas, mummy? They inside your they're inside your coffin or yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. All right, so did I get that right?
Yes.
All right.
So that means another winner.
Great.
Another winner randomly selected.
Should I keep pulling them from the emails? I think that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, as long as we change it up every once in a while. So this week it'll be from the emails.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
I think you got a pretty good, there's a pretty good ratio of people who would want a pin to people who have sent in history roads.
I'm going deep. I'm going deep into the history okay. roads to people who stopped listening to the show
5 years ago.
No, I'm not going that
So this
deep.
Is good news for anyone sitting home and being like, oh, I submitted a history road a long time ago. They'll never pull my name.
Ooh, how about this person whose brother has chronic diarrhea?
Hell yeah. If anyone deserves it.
Great. Let's see. Okay, great. And then we can also read this. We could read his email if we want to. But let's see. You won.
Maybe this is a pin that you could stick in your brother's ass.
Maybe that'll stop it. A brand new dynamic banter pin. Woo.
What's the name?
Joshua Swindell.
Joshua Swindell?
S-W-I-N-D-E-L-L.
S-W-I-N-D-E-L-L. Does your family make vacuums? Sounds like a vacuum family.
The new Swindell X35.
You're going to love the pivoting head on the Swindell X35. Get onto your bookshelf with my family's secret.
The Swindell X35. It sucks, but it's supposed to.
Swindell. Swindell 2035. You don't even know what kind of floor you have.
Mommy likes this bit. All right, Mike, do you want to do
Mommy took Ryan's job.
Do you want to do a you want to do one from a user and then we'll read yeah. some history roads? Okay, great.
I love it because I went into this thinking maybe it was a little too easy. I know exactly how you're going to answer for the past two, but let's switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, so this comes from Daniel Sinclair and it's a British be nice or not be nice.
So you know how you gotta read it.
Yeah. All right, here I go.
Hello, you sorry sons of bees. My name is Daniel Sinclair, and I hail from Golly, old England.
Golly? G-O-L-L-Y. Do you think he meant jolly?
That's how they spell jolly. That's the British.
That's how they spell it?
Jolly old England.
I'm a long-time fan and first-time H-Roader. But none of this matters. Let's jump right into it, shall we?
He's right. He's right, you know.
He's right, you know. Right. It's Wednesday 25th, March 2020. Oh, you know what that means. It's bin day.
Mike,
you know what that means. It's bin day.
You know about bin day, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's where the city comes up and he sweeps out your bins.
Oi, did you put out your bins?
That's where in England somebody comes out with a wheelbarrow and asks for your dead people.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your beans. Put out your beans.
I wake up at 11:30 a.m. I work evenings to put out a bin that my brother left inside. When I exit the safety of my home, I met with my neighbor who looks to be in her 40s or 50s, talking to a friend, and without a hello or good morning in a rude and belittling manner, she says,
"They've already been taken. You're too late. Maybe you should wake up earlier."
Bear in mind, I have only had one or two brief interactions with her. Should I be nice? Or don't be nice?
P.S. Love you, boys. Elbow bumps and hover handshakes to you both.
Love you too. And that was a great Be Nice or Not Be Nice from Across the Pond, winning in it, Governor.
Okay, so Mike, you know what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to guess what you would do.
Yes.
Okay.
So recap the situation. British guy has a job.
It's trash day.
It's trash day, bean day.
He wants to put out a bin that his brother left inside. When he exits his home, he's met with his neighbor, who looks to be in her 40s or 50s, talking to a friend. And without a hello or good morning, in a rude and belittling manner, she says, "They've already been taken! You're too late! Maybe you should wake up earlier!"
And then she finishes pouring tea for a rabbit.
Right. Pouring tea for a rabbit is my favorite children's story. And bear in mind, I've only had one or two brief interactions with her. Should I be nice or not be nice? I you know what, Mike? I think you'd be nice. Because it wasn't, like, mean. It was just kind of like, "You're too late. Maybe you should wake up earlier." That's just her inviting a snarky remark. But I think you could still be nice to that person.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't be nice to. My Let's brother. Let's hear it.
Great point, Mike. Great point.
But if the question is, would I be nice to the lady? I don't know that I would be overly nice, but I wouldn't not be nice. You know what right. I mean? Because also, she's not wrong either. For me to not be nice, that person has to be clearly in the wrong as it stands on my moral compass.
Right.
So I give that lady benefit of the doubt because you are putting the bin out late, but why is it out late and why was it in the house and why didn't the brother take it out? Not be nice to the brother, be nice to the lass.
Woo!
That means there's another winner.
That's right, there is another winner.
And it's anyone who orders MeUndies.
What's going on?
He thinks he's getting it. He's not. You can't put a pin on a mummy.
He really wants it. He really wants it.
Me.
He's doing the thumb. Yeah, maybe it's the whole head.
His thumb falls off. Oh, shit.
Video bit. All right. Okay, great. So should we pick another history roader to get it?
Or should that person get it?
Oh, that person should get it. Yeah, great. Let's do that.
What's the name?
Danny! You win a brand new DB pin.
Oh, that's very nice.
Congrats.
I'm sure it's very
Oh,
exciting.
We don't send to the UK. Never mind. I'm kidding.
Yeah, sorry. You're going to have to come pick it up.
Address, please.
So that's awesome.
Great.
Great. So let's do one more history road. Could I interject one thing?
Sure, sure.
What did you want to do? Go ahead, Steven.
Well, I say we do one history road and then we get out of here.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to say, I know there's a lot of people out of work right now. And one of them is my girl, Zoya. And it really sucks. Obviously, she's a hairdresser, so she's not able to work until Public is open again. So I've trying to been picking up the slack around here. And as you know, I do photography. And I have this Instagram that you could follow called Mike Faltography, where I put stuff up on there. I try to do every day or every couple days. And my photographer friend from home helped me set up this crazy reliable site where you could actually buy prints. So I have like Ooh. The best of the best photos that I've taken over the past 3 years. And I'm adding to it again every couple days or so. And you could buy any different type of print. You could buy small ones, you could buy canvases, you could buy them printed on metal. It's the same thing my buddy Steve Walter uses for like weddings and stuff like that, but it's really awesome. The easiest way to go to that site is to go to MikeFalzone.com, which is a Squarespace website, and click on photography, or you can go to Mike Faltography Instagram, and there's a link there. But I took a picture the other day of this, like, I've been taking like a lot of quarantine pictures, just walking around our neighborhood and seeing all the signs on the windows, because it's a weird, we're going to look back at this time and be like, it's a weird time. And somebody really wanted one, and I was like, oh, I don't have any place to sell prints. I've never really done that. But now I do. So there's two places where you can find the link. And if you want to buy a picture, it'll help us out. And if you don't, just go look at stuff. It's fun to look at.
I love that, Mike. That's great. Yeah. Please support struggling. Code. Well, I wouldn't say struggling, but please support local and independent artists.
Yes. And when you're on the internet, you're local everywhere.
That's true. And God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's do a quick history road. All right, this history road comes from I found out. dude, there's a crazy, this one caught my eye because this person says they have coronavirus.
Oh shit. Celebrity.
Her name is Nancy Garrett. Nancy Garrett, we have so many exclusives in this episode. We had Donald Trump on, and now we have Nancy Garrett sending in a history road who has the coronavirus. Thank you. So Nancy says, hello, baby boys. That's right, you read correctly. I am a two honk summer girl who has, uh-oh, drum roll, please.
It's been
COVID-19.
Oh, shit. Welcome COVID-19 to the show.
Is COVID-19 the one with Ben Affleck? It says, I was very dumb born girl who many months ago chose Madrid as a good spring break destination because the flight was cheap and ended up going about 2 weeks ago.
Well, how would you know?
Mistake number one. Oh, that's bad. But she's already saying she knows it was a dumb move.
Oh.
Mistake number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and so on, were going to the club and to the museums and riding public transit and kissing Spanish boys on the cheek and doing, well, all the things you do when you're on vacation in Europe.
Get putty.
I made it back to the U.S. before the travel shut down and have been on tight quarantine in my house, staying away from my family in my house as well, since I arrived back last week. In general, things have been shit. I've felt like shit. My college senior spring moved online. My graduation got postponed. And today I lost my sense of smell and taste, even though I can breathe clearly through my nose. It's a new symptom of the virus. It sucks. Anyway, I've been enjoying being able to breathe clearly through your nose. I've been enjoying your podcast in quarantine and have been re-listening to a lot of episodes and thought I'd reach out and thank you for that. On the way back from Madrid, I was feeling really panicky on the plane, and I kid you not, the open eyes, close eyes bit pulled me out of it, so thank you.
The meditation.
If you want to hear more, if you want to hear more about my symptoms and experience and stuff, I could definitely tell you more if you want to call me. I guarantee you I will be available. And she puts her phone number here. But if not, I love you boys and hope you stay well. Thanks for the laughs as always. Much love, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for, sorry you made all those terrible decisions, but you know, we know now more than we did. So if you left without kissing any boys, you would definitely think about that and regret that your whole life. So
yeah, I agree with that.
What do you regret? Or I don't know. Cause there's no choices until you know, probably asymptomatic when you're kissing boys, but
right.
That kind of sucks. You want to call her?
Yeah, let's call her really quick.
What's her name? Nancy?
Nancy, yeah. What's the thing that you type in so that your phone number doesn't show up? Star 62 or something?
No, I think it's star 67. Because Star 6, yeah. Star 66 was the busy signal fix.
No, it's fine. Star 67 works. The word's private anonymous. Okay, great. Here we go. Let's call her. Star 67. And
tell her she doesn't
say
win
her
shit.
Phone number out loud. What's that?
She doesn't win shit, though. Make that very clear.
Okay. I don't think she's going to... Oh, no. We're going to add her into the call here. Yeah,
okay,
there we
great.
Go.
Oh, we're not going to be able to hear her, though. Steve hasn't switched over with me yet. He's trying to connect the call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nancy?
He doesn't know.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Hold on, he has to join me in.
Hi.
Hang on, let me merge the calls here. Hang on. Okay, Mike, are you there?
I can hear you, but how are we going to
hear
her?
I have her on speaker, so you just keep your mouth shut as much as possible, Mike. Nancy?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you, Nancy? We just read your history road.
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good, pretty normal.
You're feeling pretty normal. So
yes.
You sent this email a day ago, and you said you went to Madrid 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And you thought that was a smart idea.
I didn't think it was a smart idea. I thought it was...
An idea.
Pulling through on an investment, because those flights weren't that cheap.
Yeah. But do you feel...
At the time...
Oh, go ahead.
At the time, they only had, like, 200 cases.
Yeah. So you felt confident that you could wash your hands?
Yes. We were strapped. We had, like, disinfectant wipes, like, the whole shebang. We thought we would be fine.
Were you wiping down your face with disinfectant wipes?
All the time.
So, Nancy, I have some questions for you. First of all, you say you're feeling better now.
Yes.
Wait, Mike said, you said there were only 200 cases. Mike held up a sign that said 201.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're feeling better now, though. But was it pretty bad? Have you had the flu before?
No, I've never had the flu, but I've had colds that are worse than this.
You've had colds that are worse than that. So maybe
yeah,
you have had the flu, but they weren't, you just thought they were colds. Did you go to the doctor every time?
It was like very, very mild throughout. Seriously. Like everything, I was just like, yeah, I'm a little tired, or like, I had like a little bit of lower back pain, which was like weird, but like,
you think that was part of
my posture?
It?
Yeah, well, I thought it was because of my posture, because I was lying around all day. But then I went on Reddit.
What'd you say,
and
Mike?
Somebody said,
"I said you can't make up symptoms." She's like,
"Well, but that's the thing, Mike. They don't really. Everyone's different, so everyone shows different symptoms. Even though there is a common thread with losing the taste and sense of taste and sense of smell and stuff like that. But, you know, but you don't really know. You're just thinking your back hurt a little bit more while you were sick.
Yeah, exactly. Because I thought it was from lying around. But I've been lying around since then.
Mike?
I've been lying around all
day. Mike thinks you're lying.
Lying around our faces.
So what was the so but you've you were but the main problem is like, okay, so it wasn't that bad, and that's the thing, like, we're hearing from a lot of people that who have had it that for quite a few people it's not that bad and they get through it and then they're fine, but we don't want to give that to people who won't be able to handle it, you know, like you
right.
seems
right.
like you had a pretty strong immune system, you got through it, and we're thankful for that, for sure. But you don't want to give that to people who wouldn't be able to make it through it.
Totally.
So how old are you?
22.
Okay. So, yeah, you're the perfect age to be able to kind of just brush this thing off. What'd you say, Mike?
Right.
I said so stupid. That's such a stupid age.
That is a stupid age. It is one of the stupidest ages. 21 is the stupidest age.
Yes. Yeah. I
have a question.
With that.
Mike has a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Was the person you kissed attractive enough to be worth the risk you put to everyone around you?
Well, it wasn't like a proper kiss. It was like Spanish cheek kisses, you know?
It was like, hello, nice to meet you, kiss on the cheek.
Yes. And they do the two kisses on each cheek, and they were all very attractive. So I would say very worth it.
Out of 10, 10 being the highest.
Every single one of them was probably an average of an 8. We were at like a party, like at a pregame, and they were it was a very good looking group. It was probably an average of an 8.
How do you say pregame in Spanish?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
Well, listen, Nancy, we're glad that you're better, and thank you for talking to us about the coronavirus, and you haven't passed it along to anybody in your house, have you?
I mean, as of yet, we don't know, but nobody's showing symptoms.
But
so
you've stayed away from everybody in your email, it
says.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Have you been pretty lonely because of that?
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of, like, streams and, like, talking to people online.
You watch Tiger King on Netflix yet?
No, I'm not, but it's on my list.
Yeah, put that on the top of the list, would you?
Yeah, move it up. Bump it up the queue.
Bump it up to number one, for sure.
All right, I will.
All right, and then email us back and let us know what you thought of it.
Okay, will do.
And stop being irresponsible.
And stop being irresponsible. Yeah, did you learn your lesson, or do you feel like since you got through it okay, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to Miami.
I will never travel ever again during a pandemic.
Well,
so.
Good. That's good to hear.
That's
the message we would like to have been learned from this entire thing, which is even though you got through it okay and you survived, which is great, we really need to fucking not go places and give it to large groups of people or we're all going to be fucked.
Yeah.
All right, Nancy. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Don't be dumb. And have a great rest of your time.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right,
thanks,
keep us updated on the on how you're doing in an email.
Okay, I will do, and I'll update you on Tiger King as well.
All right, Nancy, have a great one.
All right, bye guys.
Bye bye. Oops, I hung up on Mike. Hang on, let me call him back. I'm calling you back, Mike.
Oh man, well, we're gonna check back in with Nancy next week.
Nancy and Donald Trump are going to be back next week. All right. Well, Mike, that was really fun, man. What a great episode. Great job wrangling Donald Trump, man. That was huge.
It's crazy. We'll see who we get next week. Hopefully, it's not too much of a pain in the ass to put together. Thank you for everyone who is listening through the weird technical difficulties that we have. Thank you to everyone watching Ryan's video episodes because he's been working doubly hard on those. And they're so fucking funny. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. It really helps us all out. If we ever make money from that, we could afford to feed Ryan. And I know he'd really appreciate it. He's getting skinny as fuck.
Ryan would love to eat.
Check out my photography if you have time or if you have the need for some new art in your house or a gift for someone. And then check out I know Steve has been doing a lot of live streams and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a lot of live streams, and the Valley Folk has, thankfully, a lot of content that we shot right when we got back from our tour, so we have a lot of stuff in the can that's coming out still, but we can still use people definitely checking out our Patreon and checking out our content, and if they like what they see, consider donating a little bit here and there if you can to patreon.com/thevalleyfolk. And check out the Animal Crossing streams I've been doing, and I've also been watching movies with Anthony Carboni on his Twitch channel, twitch.tv/AnthonyCarboni. And Mike, you should join us for one of those.
Do you know any other Italian people?
You know, not off the top of my head.
Two Italian people.
Does it upset you that I only know two?
No, we grew up in different places.
You come from a different slice of the pizza. But
this was fun, man. Groundbreaking, award-winning episode.
Yeah.
And thank you for doing it with me. We got to find some way to be in the same place at the same time soon.
Yeah.
I'm going nuts.
This is starting to become kind of difficult to manage, but we'll see how things go. But Mike, I think we're coming up to our 200th episode soon.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. 200 fucking episodes of this goddamn trash.
We should do another Babbling Brook episode.
Yeah, that's a fun idea. Like, that's a great idea.
We'll think of something fun.
Yeah, Mike and I will talk about it, and we'll see if we could do something fun. Let me see exactly where we're at. We're on one. This is episode 198.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So next episode, we already know that we're going to be talking to Nancy for most of the time.
Right.
And then we'll be 299 is Nancy's episode.
Nancy's going to be doing a great Trump impression on the next episode.
Nancy interviews Donald Trump.
All right. Man. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we appreciate you a lot. And stay safe, wash your hands, and practice social distancing. And if you got to leave the house, make sure you're doing it for essential shit. And don't be dumb like Nancy, and stay home and keep coming, all right?
If you need Zoya to fight anyone in your town, she will.
Well, do you think Zoya will cut my hair if I clean myself really well?
If you wear a max.
I'll even pay her. I'm not asking for a freebie. She's
You have to pay. She's made no money for the How many weeks have we been doing this?
Two and a half, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I would gladly pay.
They can't
her
even
her
do
hair.
Like I don't know, it's tough. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well anybody. Anyway, well anybody. Everybody stay safe, and we'll catch you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.